get ready, because Sam's Garage starts right now.
Hi, I'm Sam Amolo.
You can speak to Sam toll-free by calling 800-355-3597.
Let's get to work. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Sam Amolo here. You're listening to Sam's Garage. And, of course, our phone number is toll-free, 800-355-3597. That's 800-355-3597. Sam's Garage is brought to you this hour in part by LubeGuard from International Lubricants, 3M Car Care, Performance Driven Solutions, Strutmaster Suspension Systems for all your suspension needs, TurnPro Magnetic Finger, one of the best little tools you can put in your toolbox, keep in the glove box, and keep it in your motorhome or your big truck. It's a great little deal to have around. Tornado Air Systems. And, of course, you can call us again, toll-free, 800-355-3597. Sitting in studio with me is my good friend John Bonamia from J&L Automotive Service and Repair. And we're ready to take your calls, and you can join us. And, of course, we're going to kick this morning off with a very special guest. And we're glad to have him on board and taking the time to call us. And he's on mountain time, so he's out there at the 7 o'clock hour. And we're talking about Warren Tracy, president of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. How's the world treating you today?
You know, if I was any better, I'd be twins. I hope things are good for you.
Absolutely good for me, better and beyond.
That's great. Well, that's terrific. Glad to have you on board. I know you and I have spoken in the past, and, of course, you're a big supporter and a retailer of the Magnetic Finger, and you're doing very well with that. We checked out your website this morning, and you got a lot of great stuff. You got 10 pages of just very interesting products, from garage signs to stools and seats and toolboxes and all kinds of neat stuff. My buddy John's sitting here beside me looking, and he's going, I need to have that clean restroom sign. He said, I got to have that.
As long as he's got a clean restroom.
Well, you had the underneath it, so I figured it'd fit.
The restroom at his shop is very natural.
Natural.
So, Brian, let's talk a little bit. Warren, let's talk a little bit about, you have to forgive me, I keep calling you Brian because I worked with a Brian Tracy who used to work for NHRA, and we're good friends, and his name sticks in my head. But, Warren, let's talk about how you got started with Busted Knuckle Garage.
Well, my business kind of started a little differently than most, so if there's any would-be entrepreneurs out there, I'm going to tell them right away, Sam, that I've got it completely backwards. I'll start with telling the listeners, my business started at the very bottom. And when I mean bottom, I mean bottom of the Grand Canyon. I was the proprietor of a little resort facility at the bottom of the Grand Canyon out here in Arizona for about 12 years, a place called Phantom Ranch, which is only accessible by foot, by mule ride, or about 5 or 6 days on a white water raft. But always been a car guy, Sam, and maybe that's the impetus for this whole thing. But back in August of 96, I woke up in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and walked over to my desk, did a little nighttime doodling, apparently, and we got up the morning to go to work, and my wife said, what the heck were you doing up at 3 in the morning? I said, I'm not sure, but I think I drew something. And we walked over there. I still have this little piece of paper in my file cabinet, but I had drawn the words, the Busted Knuckle Garage. Had a little hand there holding a wrench with an oil rag wrapped around the finger, and the tagline was Repair and Despair Under One Roof. And I'll tell you what, if you got time to hike the Grand Canyon any time soon, Sam, you'll know that you got a lot of time to think about things. So,
absolutely.
Well, we did it backwards. We had a logo, we had a name, and I spent about a year thinking about it up and down the trails. And anyways, we put a trademark on this puppy, and about a year beyond that, we came up with some product ideas for the car guys. And we ran a little black and white ad in Hemmings Motor News, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes, I get it all the time. I've been a subscriber for many years.
Yeah, terrific publication. And lo and behold, took off like a rocket. I was hiking out on the weekends and stuffing boxes with these big giant wooden wrench signs that we had. It was our only product at the time. And we'd ship them off. I'd go back down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon for 10 days, hike back out for 4 stuffed boxes, and next thing you know, I'm setting up picnic tables at Good Guy shows, and here we are, whatever it is, about 10, 12 years later, and we're making it happen. We're up to about 300 items right now, and some very good distribution.
Yes, one thing that Preston is one of our engineers here, and we talked about that this morning. Your distribution is extensive, and with the continuing to bring product out, the nostalgia signs. Let's give out your website for people that are listening, by the way, and it's BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
That's correct, yes.
Right. And people can take a look at all the wonderful signs and the items you have, the office chair. That's a great office chair. You know, there's just all kinds of neat stuff. If you have a game room, if you have an automotive facility, John and I were discussing, he has a very nice shop. He does Highline Cars up in a little town called Suwanee, Georgia.
Very
and
nice.
He's, what do you have now, about 6,000 square feet?
10,000
square feet.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's looking at a building across the street that he's looking to purchase. It could be 12,000 square feet. And he said, I have a nice showroom, a nice office. And we were talking about gas pumps, went to your website, and he said, oh, look at all this stuff. So if you have a game room, a rec room at home, if you have a garage, I actually have some of your stuff up in my own garage.
A lot of that stuff that I saw on his web today, people are putting that in their house, in living rooms, in other places, nooks and crannies.
Well, you know, sometimes your wife won't let you get away with that. Now,
I
do have a gas pump in my kitchen that, and we have a pretty nice kitchen. My wife actually bought this. It's a replica. It's a fiberglass replica, and it's a curio cabinet, which I've got some pretty exotic little models in, and which she reminded me needs to be dusted. But, you know, not everybody's lucky enough to have a wife that'll let them put a gas pump in the kitchen. But I got to tell you, your products are great, and it's a great story. And now, you teach at a college, is that correct?
I do. I teach. I developed an entrepreneurship class at the community college here in our town out in Arizona.
How do you pronounce it? Is it Yavapai?
It's actually Yavapai, and we'd always kid the tourists here about, you know, make sure you go into a restaurant, ask for a piece of Yavapai, and they'll serve it right up for you. But, it's actually an Indian name for the tribe that actually settled in this area.
I see. So, yeah, and that's it. That is in Prescott. Is that correct?
It's in Prescott, Arizona, and the course has been very interesting. It was I was invited to develop this class, and I have to say, much to the credit of the college, they said, well, you know, we've got a choice here. We can plug an academic into the classroom with a book and have them recite the pages, but you're living the dream, and we want somebody in a real person with the real experience, all the ups and downs. And I think you guys know you've been involved with your own business for years. And, you know, the entrepreneurial journey is really it's experiencing the highest highs and the lowest lows. It truly is. But I've been teaching there for, I guess, 6 or 7 years now, and it took me about 3 or 4 years to figure out what the message really was. And we can talk about the mechanics for small businesses in terms of learning how to put together financial statements and cash flow analysis and all those good things. But I realized after maybe 3 or 4 years, guys, that, you know, the students were really sitting in the classroom and they were really jazzed about the idea of hope. They really liked the message of, you mean I can be something more than I am today? And I said, absolutely. I mean, this business of mine started with nothing more than an idea in my head. And I think the fact that we made it into market, we got over the hump, was the fact that we believed in it. We were tenacious enough to take it to market. And, you know, it wasn't due to the fact that we were plugged into money. We had a big network of supporters. We were, as they say, connected. That's not part of my story at all. My story is a simple story of following through on an idea and believing in it every day and making it as real as we possibly can. And that's what we try and preach in the classroom.
Well, that's great. And we're going to go up on a break here pretty soon. I'm going to hold you through the break because I want to continue this. But, you know, in my career, I've been pretty diverse. Most of my life been, you know, just turning wrenches. Got into this broadcasting strictly by it's like falling down into the gutter, and I got swashed, you know, swallowed into the broadcast sewer. And I love it, and it's been great to me. And it's because of a couple key words that you just said, and we'll talk about those key words when we get back. So stay right there if you would, Warren, and for anyone who's listening, if you'd like to talk to Warren about entrepreneurial information or suggestions, 800-355-3597. We'll be right back. Listen to the Sam's Garage. We're broadcasting live from the American Embassy in Belgrade. Hope you're listening. And I'm sorry, that's not where we're at. I just had that flashback. We're talking to Warren Tracy in Prescott, Arizona, and he is the founder, owner, developer of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Check out his website, www.bustedknucklegarage.com. And he's also an entrepreneur that not only walks the walk and talks the talk, but he's experienced the dream. Some of the words that I wanted to address there that you use in your class, and you say you figured this out after a few years of talking to the students because you saw what they were hungry for. And the first thing is the passion. You got to believe in yourself and you got to believe in your idea. If you don't have that in your heart, that you truly believe in it, you're not going to be successful. And you can't be afraid to dream, but you got to be a realist at the same time. Is that right?
Sam, I couldn't agree with you more in this idea of the passion. We spend the first few weeks of the class kind of, I have the students examine themselves in terms of how they're hardwired internally to see if they really have what it takes. And the idea is this, if your heart isn't in it, don't put a dollar into it. I'm going to save you a lot of money right now. You know, there's a lot of quick buck artists out there. There's a lot of, you know, get rich fast schemes and so forth. But it's not satisfying to either the heart, the soul, or the mind unless you really have your passion in it. It's the dream you want to pursue. And during the break, I was talking to the other fellow there about, you know, it's really been amazing to me along this journey of, you know, just taking an idea out of my head and trying to make it manifest. You know, there's a, you know, dare I say, a divine intervention of sorts where resources just seem to come together when they're necessary, when they're needed, to get you to the next level with your business as you continue to pursue it.
But you also have the sleepless nights where you've got vendors that pressuring you for the money that you owe them. You've had to make a decision to expand and make some capital improvements or capital investments. And you do that, and you look at your books and you say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay for that.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, we're getting ready, and we're getting into our third warehouse expansion here inside of 60 days. But you raise a good point, and I'll sum it up for you as best I can. Part of the experience with anybody building their own business at whatever scale, I don't care if you're selling shoes down on Main Street or if you got inklings of becoming the next Fortune 500 company, but the idea and the experience is you have to strengthen your faith so that it completely trumps your fears. And if you can't do that, if that teeter is out of totter, you're never going to make it.
Absolutely. Now, what do you think of my buddy Casper Topinski?
Casper, just a wonderful guy. And I think your listeners know, of course, he's the guru. He's the brainchild behind the magnetic finger. And actually, we had one of our customers come into our small retail store here in town. We've got a little showroom store. And he brought that magnetic finger in here, Sam, and he said to one of my employees, he says, you got to show this to the owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage. He says, this, dare I say, fits like a hand in a glove, but this product is all about a busted knuckle. So I got a hold of the product. We called Casper up. We had him throw the Busted Knuckle Garage name on these little fingers. And I'm telling you, I have not looked back. We premiered this product at the Barrett-Jackson Car Collector Auction a year ago, January. And we brought hundreds of these things for a seven-day show thinking, well, if we can turn them, we'll like Casper. If we don't turn them, we'll still like Casper. And they flew. We didn't have any for the weekend, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to a lot of people that were buying these in multiple numbers, and it turns out that a lot of the people investing in the magnetic finger were people who owned shops and garages and employed technicians.
Absolutely.
And it was put to me this way. A woman had, she bought 20 of these things. She says, look, I got 20 technicians in my shop. You know how much time is spent between 20 people looking around on the floor for a 6-millimeter bolt or a nut?
Right.
Or how much time is spent if we have to do a disassembly? She said, sign me up for 20 right now. I just saved a big bunch of money.
Absolutely. You know, when I go to... And Casper is one of these guys, the most unlikely guy. He's a financial guy who's a stockbroker. He does, you know, annuities and this and that. How he gets into this was, you know, again, purely by accident. He's got a little hobby car, a Corvette. He's laying under some cheap Chinese jack stands and a little jack sweating his tail off on a hot San Antonio night. And he's dropping the bolts from his oil pan, and he's trying to, you know, figure out how to do it. Now, I've been doing this all my life. When I got in that situation, my magnetic finger was either some of the 3M, well, caulking stuff that they call dum-dum in the industry, or I'd take some weather strip adhesive and glue things to my fingers and get them started, always making a mess and not real neat, but it worked. And this guy took the time to sit down and think about this. Well, if I had a magnet at the end of my finger, how could I do it? And then takes a finger off a glove, bingo, then he's got the magnetic finger. And he'd done a great job, and I know you've helped him tremendously. And he's, of course, an advertiser on our show. And we give some of them away as gifts sometimes. When people win something on a show, we have contests from time to time, which, you know, brings people to our website, Sam's Garage and ShadeTreeMechanic.com. We feature, of course, these things when they're advertisers on our website. And these people, you know, like sometimes someone will win something from Lube Guard or from Gear Wrench. When I have it packed in the shipping department, which is me, I pop in a magnetic finger and a brochure. Because when somebody puts one of these on, you can talk about it all day, but once they've used it, they get so crazy over it, they tell all their friends and they buy more.
You bet.
You know, it's a great deal.
It's a holy grail invention too, Sam. I know we've talked to a lot of people in the trenches about this product, and it's interesting. We took this to a major auto parts chain not too long ago, and we'll be back in their offices next week. But it's interesting. tell you, well, you know, I've got a telescopic magnet. You
right.
know, I got a retrieval tool. They said, you're only talking half the story. The other half of the story is the assembly. This is an assembly tool as well. And once you use it for assembly, you don't need to be retrieving anything. You can
right.
throw that magnetic telescopic tool away because you're not dropping it anymore.
Absolutely. It's funny because one of the I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry. One of the people will call up and tell us the different things they've done. We had a guy that from Columbia, South Carolina. We have a big station up there, WVOC. They cover the entire state pretty much. And this guy was in Atlanta on business, had his car keys in his hand. He slammed the trunk, keys left his hand, and they go down a drainage sewer. Now, he can see him in the bottom of the sewer. No way to get that cover off the sewer. And all he had was his golf clubs and a magnetic finger. He slipped the magnetic finger, or duct taped it, actually, to the end of the golf club, set it down inside the teeth of the grate of the sewer, latched onto his keys, pulled them up, and he was saved.
Great story. He played the sewer for par. I love it. Yeah.
Well, listen, we appreciate it. We'd love to have you back on. If there's anything else you'd like to talk about before we go, we got another couple minutes here regarding Busted Knuckle Garage and your offerings and where you're headed next.
Well, obviously, Sam, I'd like to make quick mention again of our website. It's www.bustedknucklegarage.com. We also have a toll-free number here during the week. It's 888-708-0897. And for your listeners out there that are customers of the Mac Tool Company, we are available through the Mac Tool Distributors. Also distribution through Summit Racing, Genuine Hot Rod Hardware, J&P Cycles, and also your neck of the woods, Sam, Advance Auto Parts. If your customer will walk into a store and head over to the catalog section, you'll find our catalog in there. They can order right through the Advance Auto Parts people themselves.
Well, that's great. And we have a big Summit store here south of the city,
correct,
which is open 7 days a week, 9 to 9. Reggie Triggs and the guys down there do a great job. I do some work with them. They have the little cruise nights, and yeah, absolutely. I've seen your product in there too. And this is just such a great American success story. And again, it's all those things. You have to have a passion. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have a great idea. You have to be a realist, but you need to dream, and you need to be able to, you know, kind of stick your toe in the water and see how hard it is and see if you can stand it. And if you can do all of the above, there's not much you can't do in a country that has these kinds of opportunities.
Sam, I truly believe we can always become the person we want to be. It's all available within us.
Well, we're so proud of you and happy for you and envious in a good way that, you know, you've come from cleaning toilets in the bottom of the canyon to, you know, being not only an entrepreneur but a serious businessman with a serious business with a great line of products, a terrific website, and great distribution. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that. I'm sure you and your wife are just as happy as can be.
Well, we really are, and you know, one of the questions my wife had asked me, since we had such a wonderful life together living down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, we were making decisions to head out on our own, do our own businesses. She said, "Have you ever been without?" She said, "It'll never change."
There you go. Congratulations, Warren. Thanks for being with us, and we'll have you back again, okay?
Thank you, Sam. Have a great day. You too, John.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right, folks, next is Philip in Blythewood, South Carolina. 800, we got some lines open, 800-355-3597. Got a lot to talk about here on Sam's Garage. Give us a call. We'll be right back.